Drama City Productions presents
Small Town Mentality Podcast with your hosts
Ben
and AJ. A podcast about small town way of life and the opinions that reflect that. A somewhat comedic show with random guests almost every week.
So come check out this podcast with two people who really don't know what they're doing and enjoy.
What'd you say?
No, we're not.
Okay. Sit here and play around with soundboards and shit.
Bullshit this entire one.
Do you remember Xenon the Warrior Princess?
Yeah, that was like during the Hercules and Xenon. I love it.
Nice.
Fucking love
it. I'm pretty sure I watched that show with my mom for the entire runtime.
Like, yeah, I think we did every season morning. Like, or wasn't there like 5-6 seasons?
It went on for a minute.
Yeah,
it was fairly popular.
My mom loved the shit out of it. She watched.
What was the other one? Hercules, and then they like intertwined the shows.
Yes, yes. Gene Rotten or Gene? He created Star Trek.
Roddenberry. Yeah.
Roddenberry.
I know who you're talking
about. I believe he created Hercules as well.
Hercules.
And he created the Hercules. What was it called?
Cartoon?
The Legendary Tales of Hercules, I think, was the actual name of it. And Xenon, Warrior Princess. Now, don't get me wrong. I loved Xenon. I'm not trying to dog her one bit, but her sidekick, hands down, the hottest sidekick in the 90s.
How many times did you jack off to that show?
I do not remember her sidekick. Was it
the
some blonde chick?
Yeah, that little blonde. That she was like,
I think I vaguely remember.
She was like fucking acrobatic and stuff. She was like the chick Robin. Because, I mean, what did Xenon have? She had batarangs, and she was a beefcake. I don't think she was really a god or anything like that, so.
No, she was Xena the Warrior Princess. Right. She was just a badass.
It's like Batman.
I don't think she had any superpowers.
She had a cape.
Didn't she have, like, the...
It's a cloak if you don't have superpowers.
The boomerang thing?
Yeah, it starts with a G. What am I thinking? It's like a frisbee, but giant hole in the middle, and you just...
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called,
I swear
but...
it starts with a G, though. I want to welcome everyone to Small Town Mentality Podcast. Today we got on the show, Josh.
Hello, everybody.
If he had his own
you
show.
You totally heard what I said.
Show Josh.
It was great.
Welcome to the Josh Show.
Welcome to the Josh Show.
It's all about me today.
Featuring Josh. We decided to drop the recording of Small Town Mentality Podcast on Halloween today. Because, I mean, what else better do we have to do on a fucking holiday, right?
No one's going to give us candy.
No one's going to give us candy. Well, they give me candy all the time, but that's to shut me the fuck up.
I got
up.
A bunch of candy because my kids got a bunch of candy. And
yeah, my 2-year-old's not eating.
I've already stolen
like pieces, so I have a lot of candy.
Yeah, I've already taken like 15 pieces from my daughter while she was napping.
While she's napping.
Yeah. It's like stealing candy from a baby.
It is. My favorite thing about Halloween and really, really all candy holidays, like...
Candy holidays?
Yeah, there's like two big ones. Easter's
a pretty big
candy
holiday.
Easter's a candy holiday. Halloween's a candy holiday.
Christmas is pretty candy.
Yeah, it does. You got to fill
the
stockings.
It has a lot of other stuff, but there's a lot of candy.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's another big one.
All of them get to, we get to jam down my favorite fucking drug.
Sugar
and aphrodisiacs?
Is it an aphrodisiac?
No,
chocolate.
I'm pretty sure sugar.
Chocolate. Well, yeah, but, I mean, milk chocolate I don't think is the aphrodisiac. Dark chocolate would be the aphrodisiac.
You need some cocoa in there.
Yeah, let's give our kids a bunch
strong
of
enough
that shit.
To kill a dog.
And we wonder why our children are masturbating and having erections at 7.
All that damn Halloween candy.
Because they're prodigies of Ben. That's why.
Right, that's true.
It has nothing to do with candy.
I'm actually worried about my son when he's a teenager.
That reminded me of that. Did you guys ever watch House?
Yes.
House MD, I think is what it was called.
In the middle of the street?
Doctor.
In the middle of the street.
Or what are you talking about?
House.
Yeah, The Doctor.
Like, yeah, I like that show.
Yeah, it's a freaking awesome show. But I remember when he's doing like his clinicals or whatever they called, and he walks in, and a lady's like, my daughter's touching herself down there. Like, I want to know if she has, like, ADHD or she has this nervous tic, and starts yelling at him. And he, like, walks away, starts cracking up, comes back, I believe, and he's like, your daughter's masturbating. Uh-huh. Like, in his house way, because, I mean, clearly I'm not that cynical, and because he drops a huge bomb.
Yeah, he'd make sure that so she felt really stupid about.
But, like, his daughter's, like, her daughter's, like, three. Just.
Three-year-old masturbating?
Three-year-old masturbating.
Three-year-old. Little kids do that all the time. They don't really know what they're doing.
But. Have you ever poked your belly button so hard it kind of tingles?
No.
I did that as a kid all the time. Like, boop! And that tingles, weird. Man.
I'm not ever going to try that, but I want to almost. Or
when Ben's bend over, touching his toes, and I pull out real quick and hit his stomach right in his belly button, kind of you giggle like the Pillsbury Doughboy, right? Because it feels funny.
No, I've been poked in the belly, and you usually make kind of the Pillsbury Doughboy sound.
So, wait a second. So
a kid playing with themselves, just like getting poked in the belly. Feels good.
You have butt sex, and you pull out. Is it a queef or a fart at that point?
It's a fart.
Because technically it's still
a queef is an escapation of gas out the vagina.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's during sex generally that happens.
I mean, no, you can queef at any time. You can.
It's still a fart.
Pick up some air and
whoof, I mean, it's right not out. Even.
Have you ever seen the stripper
not
squeef?
Even technically a fart if it's just air. I mean, air is a gas, but not the gases that are associated with farts.
Yeah, it would depend. I think it depends on what you're pushing out. If you're pushing out methane, it's a fart.
Uh-huh.
If you're pushing out just that air from pumping it in there so much, queef.
Yeah.
Butt queef?
And if you're pushing out that semen, if you know what I mean.
Did you see queef?
I don't know. What's that? Is that cream pie? Cream pie. It's a cream pie.
Chocolate cream pie.
Cream pie. Fucking A. Oh. So back to my original story.
You had a story?
I was talking about stuff before you interrupted me with butt sex.
My bad. I always interrupt you with butt sex.
You do. But you get poked in the belly, you felt like you're masturbating. We went there, okay. No, fucking sugar, dude. I was making a brutal adjustment because Halloween is my favorite time because I get to dress up in my favorite attire. I'm wearing the pirate outfit.
It's not really an outfit. It actually hangs in his closet with his regular clothes.
Because it is my regular clothes.
I know. Society doesn't really accept that kind of attire anymore, which is ridiculous. You look dashing.
I look fucking immaculate.
And it's not the only thing that hangs in your closet.
Actually, I think, you know, I wish I could be a big star, fucking comedian or whatever, you know?
I want one day a month where we all dress up in fancy clothes with our canes and our cloaks and our horse or our carriages and our horses and just go around town acting like we're fucking noblemen from, you know, some time ago.
That'd be kind of cool.
Just, you know, regular people, like, just ignore them, treat them with that condescending respect that noblemen
would have. They're farmers and peasants.
Yeah, but
I can be condescending. I don't know about respect.
Well, you're upper class. You have to be a role model to these plebs.
Peasants.
I love that you use the word plebs.
I mean, you don't want the lower class to fail because they're what your.
If the lower nice class fails, technically I fail.
But it's really just an excuse to wear fancy clothes with a cane and a top hat and talk in ridiculous accents.
I had to fight myself going all political real quick. But I won't even do it then. Anyways, fucking Halloween and sugar, dude.
How much?
Actually, no, wait, before I do that one, you got me off on another different tangent. If okay. The only thing I'd want to do besides like being the radio host or doing all the fun shit, podcasting all the time, I wish I could be like a professional pirate. Like, live in Las Vegas. That's my job, duh.
Viva.
Be a professional pirate.
Like a professional show pirate, not a real pirate.
I mean, I wish there was still real pirates. Now, I'm not talking about Somalian pirates. That shit's crazy, dude. Those guys are fucking crazy. I'm talking
about. If you had some superb technology, you could probably pull off some old-style pirating.
Yeah.
You would need some amazing technology because the ability for people to track and locate ships in the ocean and all that stuff is ridiculous these days. You would get tracked down. But if you had crazy cloaking devices and radar jamming, like a Batman.
Space pirates.
Super Batman pirate or something.
Future pirates, man.
Yeah, or just take to the skies and go mess with some alien trade routes.
Ask Pirates of Space? Instead of the Caribbean?
The Ass Pirates of the Astro Lounge.
Ass Pirates of Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Is that like ass?
Ass Pirates of Uranus. Coming to DVD and Pornhub near you.
Let's do it. Let's start an amateur porn.
I'd be the captain.
Kidnap so alien girls and take them back to our creepy outpost on Triton.
I would think that'd be...
No, that's a moon of Neptune. Never mind.
That'd be still cool.
Yeah?
Fucking... Well, yeah, we pirate and live on Triton. I think we'd have to find...
I don't think we could live on Uranus, because it's
I already do.
There's not a fucking...
He has beachside property on Uranus.
Well, I guess we're assuming we have a badass spaceship, so we can
probably
figure out
how
to live on Uranus.
The Black Sea?
The Parting Sea?
The Parting Sea. The Red Parting Sea.
Nice.
That got gross really fast.
Oh.
Yeah, it did.
Usually gets there pretty quick.
Time. I would love to be a pirate, though. Like, no joke, man. Like, yeah, it'd be showmanship and acting all the time, but...
I would love to learn how to do all the sailing shit.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite things in any book I read is when they're on a boat and, you know, especially when the character is one of the crew of the boat or something like that. Like, I would be interested in learning how to work sails and actually sail a fucking boat, especially a big one.
My big goal is I kind of want like a cruise line. It's not like a full cruise line, but like it holds like 100, 200 people, and half
and
of them,
it's a sailing ship.
Or like a third of it's a crew, and it's a sailing ship that you go out for months at a time and pirate the seas. And in a pretend fashion.
No, I get
you.
You
know, like when we have it all set up.
Yeah, you recruit like half the crew is people who pay to come be a pirate, and you teach them how to do shit.
For the fucking weekend or for like,
yeah,
you know. For
my wife.
That's awesome, dude. Like,
right?
That'd be a cool business.
My wife had an idea of a miniature.
That's one reason to actually go to school for sailing. Like, that's
miniature
a legit
pirate
business
ships.
Opportunity there.
Miniature pirate ships?
Yeah, because you see those, you know, boats everybody takes out to the lake and stuff. She's like, what if there was a pirate ship that size?
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be kind of hard, kind of small. But
you just described
I think a lot of the Somalian pirates use ships that size.
I just explained myself in a heartbeat, though. But I think, like, when I went down to Vegas one time, and we were hitting different casinos, like, checking out the sights.
Shot a bunch of people.
And, ooh, that was dark. Holy fuck, man. I know we don't edit shit out, but you're going to think about that one real hard and deep tonight.
Oh, man.
Because you're going to fucking hell, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Straight there. No stop. But anyways, down to Las Vegas. May those poor souls rest in peace.
Sis.
Holy fuck.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Anyways. We went to Pirates, or what's it called? Treasure Island. The casino down there. We watched the whole... thing, and or the whole pirate sinking ships and like the battle, and that shit looked fun. I wish I could do that for every day. That's my job.
How much
I'd
think
be
they get
so
paid to do that?
Happy. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
You don't wouldn't have to pay me that much. You'd have to pay me a livable wage down to live in Las Vegas to do it, but
which isn't too much, honestly. There's a lot of cheap houses there,
right? But done. I would totally do that. And then we walked into the gift shop, and of course I had to buy a pirate-looking t-shirt, said surrender your booty. So I was like, fuck yeah, done. Wearing that right out the store. And a pirate hat. Not this one that I am carrying with me currently. But, and I started walking, we started walking back to our hotel. And I was stopped 15, 20 fucking times. Just because people wanted to take pictures with me and thought I worked at TI or something like that. So it kind of...
Worked with TI?
The Treasure Island's what it's called. I think it's called TI Casino now, or Treasure Island. I can't remember.
You gun running for him?
But
rubber band man.
I think that'd be just a blast to dress up like a fucking pirate. And...
Oh, heck yeah. No, it's beautiful.
Maybe one day we'll go down on a vacation to Las Vegas and I'll spend 3 days working.
Let's just go to Salt Lake and get a boat and dress up as pirates and sail around and like pretend to attack people and shit.
Let's make a bus look like a pirate ship.
Go down to Burning Man.
Go down to Burning Man or go down to...
try not to run in that thing.
Go down to some fucking weird-ass festival. That'd be fun.
Just a whole fucking crew of pirates.
That was a too soon joke also.
Starts loading out of this
I'm doing
shit
it, man.
Bus.
I'm blowing them off this time. They're too cold today. You had way too much fucking sugar.
I guess, yeah.
Which I digress back to.
I just really
shit's
like too soon
fucking
jokes.
Dangerous, man. You should be careful with eating sugar. It's not good for you. It's the most addicting substance we have. I full-heartedly agree with that. And everyone's okay with their, like, 4-year-old drinking Pepsi or Shasta or some shit.
I work at McDonald's, and I will omit soda from the list of choices for children sometimes. Like, it's a case-by-case basis, because sometimes I feel like I can't get away with that, or I know they're going to want soda. Like, I don't want to portray the image that I'm trying to control what they get to eat, but in little ways I kind of do. I don't know.
Fuck yeah, if you can, why not,
like,
right?
When parents are getting their children Coke, like, you know, if you're getting your 5-year-old a Sprite or something, that's not a big deal. But if, I don't know, you don't, like Coca-Cola, just caffeinated beverages in general, I don't know. I was drinking caffeine by the time I was 7 or 8, but never in large amounts, but still definitely too much.
My kid will get a pop every now and then, but he usually either has root beer or Sprite or juice.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, root beer and Sprite,
that's just what
that's
he
not
chooses.
A huge deal as a treat, you know, but
yeah. That's
as
something
a, as
that
a beverage
you want.
That you drink.
I always,
as a source of hydration, you know, it's that is not what that's for.
I always joke with, like, the parent, like, I'll babysit for my sister or someone randomly. Because I'm not bad with kids, I just don't have them, but...
You just babysit for random people?
Yeah, why not? If they ask me, if they trust this bearded fuck to babysit for them, sure.
Trick cool. or treat, can you watch my kids, dude, for just a few minutes?
Yeah, no problem, man. But I always joke about giving them Red Bull or Mountain Dew or something like that. And I could never do that. Not in a million years could I do that.
No, like...
I whenever I would, like, do my serving jobs, and a kid asked for, like, what I had to drink, I did it exactly like you did. You know, I would just say I have milk, apple juice, and I'd lay down all the non-soda beverages that I had that for him. And then, you know, I'm like, and then I have some soda, and then, of course, they probably say Sprite or Pepsi or whatever, but...
Yeah, I always list it last, and I love it because I say, would you like milk, chocolate milk, apple juice, or a soft drink? And so many people are not uncomfortable, but no one really calls soft drinks soft drinks. So it just feels, it sounds so funny and weird because people will always say, oh, I want the soft drink.
I want the hard drink.
You know, they're not going to call it a soda or a pop once I've listed it off as a soft drink. And, you know, they might choose something else, but if they want the soda, then at that point they have to say soft drink, and it's silly, but it's one of the tiny little things that I can control. You know, like, I don't know.
It's crazy how well you can manipulate someone's order or, like, idea of good food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they want a combo. Ask them if they want it
medium
or large.
Is that why I always do what you want?
If they wanted it large, they're still going to get it large. If they wanted it medium, there's a slightly bigger chance they're going to choose large once you offer them the choice.
It's weird that the idea is usually called upselling for a lot of people. You know, just asking the question implements into mind, yeah, sure, I did want that, or changing someone's view. Like, whenever someone's like, well, what does the server recommend? What's the cook's favorite thing? And you'll hear that at restaurants, or what's your favorite food to eat here? You'll hear a lot. And
pussy.
When usually, you say the most expensive thing in the world, the fish taco. See, that's how you roll that joke. Uh-huh. You don't just drop pussy right after it.
I just say whatever comes to my head.
It's like, shit, I haven't talked in
the best thing
minutes.
At McDonald's, yeah. Though, is also the cheapest, so.
But usually, you know, you'll roll, you know, what's your favorite thing to eat here? Oh, the double Big Mac or whatever, the most expensive item, you know, or you're working at a restaurant and you're like, well, what's your favorite thing to eat here? Well, my favorite thing to eat here is the steak. Aren't you a vegetarian, AJ? Fuck no, not while I'm working.
I used to work
at... Do you eat here? Not while I'm working.
I used to work at Cinto, which was a call center for Overstock.com. And I was customer service for them. And we always had to upsell stuff whenever we got a call.
Every time.
And I always tried to upsell a $27,000 ring. Every time, to every single person.
A $20,000 ring?
$27,000 ring.
Ring, like.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever sell one?
No, I did not.
Wouldn't that be sweet if you did, though?
That's why I tried it every
time.
That
right there, you'd get probably get a promotion or something just for that.
What? Was it just a diamond ring? Like a fucking wedding ring that you could buy online?
Yep. That's where I got my wife's wedding ring.
What? Overstock. It was Overstock, right? Mm-hmm. Is that business still running?
I don't know.
I've never even, like,
I've heard of it recently. Not recently, but
I think they changed it to, like, O.com or something.
I would imagine it's still going in some way because I heard about it a lot during its time. I don't know when that was, but I remember it. I remember that it existed.
I remember a lot of people living, or that I lived around, worked at Cinto or Overstock.
Yeah,
Cinto
Dylan,
slash Overstock, I guess.
Dylan worked there with me. That's where I met him.
Yeah. Big shout out to Dylan. Listen to every one of our podcasts.
I think yesterday.
Complimenting us on him. He's so awesome.
Yeah.
And curly headed, even though he's kind of balding. It's cute, though. I like it.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
He's cute. He's fuckable. Ladies, go fuck Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. This weekend was fucking nuts, wasn't it?
What happened this weekend?
That's how much you drank, I guess.
I guess so. It wasn't too bad. I mean, I didn't really do anything crazy, but
it was all right. Support our buddy Alex doing his DJ gig.
Uh-huh.
The fucked up thing was, I had a lot of friends come into town. Right, when I say a lot of friends, I meant two. Uh-huh. Two people showed
That's
up.
That's quite a lot of people to just show up at the same time.
Yeah, they just randomly showed up, and they're like, well, not randomly in a sense. I found out, like, the day before I was supposed to pick up one guy, just looking at some kids.
Yeah, dude, there's been a shit ton of kids. I've been looking out the window the whole time.
I'm so glad you don't have a doorbell.
Yeah.
They're probably like, what are those guys doing down there?
Well, I have one.
Has anyone actually stared into it? We should open this door so they could see us.
Yeah. Welcome to the... Adult show.
Welcome to the adult show where we talk about poop and stuff.
We're
going to
say a
candy.
Lot of swear words.
No, we didn't drug you.
Yeah, we should have just like set up a speaker outside.
We should have.
Open the window.
Just broadcast live off one of those fucking giant military sirens that just bring it up to blast out our voices.
I should get like a giant antenna on the top of my house. And then just, we could do a live radio show.
Yeah.
I think the FDA would come after us, though.
Yeah, you have to have codes, basically. It's not the FDA. That's the Federal Drug Food
Drug
Administration.
It can't be impossible to get.
Food, Drug, and Alcohol? Food, Drug, and...
I mean, it's...
Yeah, Food, Drug, and
Alcohol.
Same
thing as opening your...
Which all of those
station.
Are actually drugs. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why alcohol needs to be its own thing. It's probably just because it's so old and ingrained in our culture.
So is marijuana.
Yeah, but marijuana got fucking fucked in
that. So are racists.
You know, and that kind of cracks me because now that I think about it, it's the Food, Drug, and Alcohol Administration. But then they have the
wouldn't that be
alcohol,
the FDA?
Firearm, tobacco, right? ATF?
Yeah.
Alcohol, tobacco,
thing.
Firearm. That's the ATF. That's
Who's the one that does TV and radio?
FCC.
Ah.
The Federal
Fiery Cunt Commission?
That's exactly how I fucking feel, man. That's why I do podcasts, to let out my rage. Being on the radio, I have to worry about the FCC constantly. Especially a live show.
They can't
like,
control
if I slurred a fucking
internet.
Word, which I'm so damn good at doing, you know, every podcast, they're just like, AJ, you fucked that word up. Yeah, I know. I didn't mean to, but I'll say assets, and then it sounds like ass, because it's slurred out.
Because half of assets is ass, so
exactly.
It's a good chance it's going to come out sounding like ass.
Well, that
for a
sounds like a
least.
Nice place to be. I wish I had a lot of
but
assets.
I worry about it, dude. I worry about it constantly. It's in my head. Because it doesn't only affect me. I could get fined, but my station gets fined.
Just got to do those mouth practices.
But it fucking bugs me that the FCC has that kind of power over radio. I get it, I guess. They need to make sure that FM
will only tune transmissions
don't fuck up like airplanes and satellites and stuff like that.
No, that's a good branch of their power. Like, that is necessary. But
the branded content. I mean, you get away with saying
censoring content.
Yeah, you can get away with saying bitch, ass, and you can say asshole, but they blank out the whole.
Is that how they do it?
Yeah. they go ass beep. But I don't understand why you can say those things on cable television now, but not on the radio. Doesn't make sense.
I didn't even know you could say them on the
Oh, yeah, TV. You can say them on cable TV now.
I think you can
say bitch,
shit,
ass. I don't know about shit. You might be able to get away with shit. But I know they've lightened up on that.
They lightened up on
that? But, I mean, really, all you need to do is have a warning at the beginning. Like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I was reading into the ratings once, and I guess a lot of... I don't know if it's the same for TVs and movies, but...
Look,
in a movie, a PG-13 movie can have one high-class swear word and still maintain PG-13. It's once it starts becoming more than one.
Yeah, after like, you use one, you know, after you use one word, it's not a PG. It turns into a rated R.
I mean, you can
you can use fuck once.
Yeah, you can, and
it'd still be a PG-13. What video is that?
Well, and it's the same with PG like or G.
I'm just saying in today's
there are G-rated
movies
that have the word hell in it, for instance.
Right. Yeah, well,
you can only say hell once.
It depends on the content that you're
your G movie, probably.
About.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
even when it's in context to the direct religious hell, the place, you know, not any kind of curse.
That's probably why they used Hades and Hercules, huh?
Hades.
Well, maybe that's because it was named too.
Well, no, Hercules is most of his mythological fame comes from the Roman stories of him.
Yeah.
You know, the Greek story of him is the original, yes, but it's not the one that the books we read in today.
I know his
Disney movie Hercules was honestly a mashup of them both.
Oh, it was a fuckery of
like
both.
It was
Don't
the
get me
it
wrong,
was mostly the Greek stuff, but
I was just
the
taking that
stuff
one into
they
that.
Had him do was his Roman trials for King.
And that's what I was saying. That was his Roman trials for most of it.
You know, in Smite, it's the Roman Hercules. For
yeah,
instance,
absolutely.
Which, honestly, he should be called Heracles.
Yep,
if he's
Heracles.
The Roman Hercules. But I wish they would change that, honestly, because if he's not going to be the Greek Hercules, then he doesn't need to be called Hercules.
Well, I think the only thing really that the mythos takes from Greek Hercules is that he was son of the Roman, or the son
of
Zeus,
which ended up being Jupiter. Is that right? Jupiter is
in a sense, yeah.
Well, that's how they.
They blend a lot of their gods. That's how the Romans.
There's a lot of strangeness. Like honestly, for instance, Smite. Greek and Roman are two different mythologies, but honestly, they're so similar. Like, for instance, the fact that they have Zeus, but then the Hercules in the game is not the son of Zeus; he's the son of Jupiter,
but
which is the same god, but it's not represented as the same god.
And I get that, but like the ideal of the actual Roman gods, the majority of them were just blended of other gods, whether it be Celtic or Indian, and or what I can't remember what the name Hindu or Greece.
Primarily Greek gods.
Well, no, whenever they took over a continent, which Greece was one of the first ones they absorbed.
No, you're right. That's one thing Rome was famous for.
Please, thank you. when they blended, in order to blend with societies that they've conquered, they would use their gods. That's why a lot of religions take heed from Christmas from Rome. There's a lot of Roman influence in there, and there's a lot of different influences with Christmas or the solstice in the sense.
Well, that was one thing Rome would do, is rather than trying to convert people to their religion to maintain their empire, they would just make their religion part
of it. Yep.
Part of the Roman religion. so that they could say they were this, you know, they were now the people of Rome, and they followed the Roman religion without having to go through the process of trying to convert them to their gods. They just took control of their gods too.
Absolutely. Your mic kind of keeps going back and forth.
Yeah,
my distance from the mic keeps going back and forth
because you keep leaning that way.
There we go.
You gotta get move the mic with you.
Any more trick or treaters?
Oh yeah, man.
They've been hitting all day.
Huh?
They've been hitting all day, huh?
Yeah, since about 5 o'clock.
Taking all my candy. That's the real reason why I wanted to come over and video or podcast on a
video podcast.
Podcast. I should have dressed up
all that candy.
Everyone else.
Well, I was dressed
you
up.
You were dressed up. You didn't dye your hair again, or did you? And you?
Yeah, I washed it out already.
Dang.
I wish I would have had a costume.
You cleaned it pretty good, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Kept turning me on. No,
he built the
so
arc.
This weekend, my friend Julian and my and Kyle came in.
And my Kyle?
And Mike, he's my Kyle. He's not your Kyle. You might think he's turning into your Kyle, but he's mine. Damn it.
Okay.
But they both kind of showed up this weekend, basically party Evanston style for Halloween.
Julian added me on Facebook like 2 days before he got here.
Nice. Well, we had me and Julian and Josh here were freaking bored on Friday night, and there was nothing going on in town, so we bar hopped, and I got loaded.
Laid?
I wish. There was no one really out.
Yeah, it was fairly slow and dead. We just played some pool.
I don't think there was very many females out.
There never is in Evanston.
We had Gabby out. I saw Gabby, but other than that, there was no one.
Weren't you guys fighting over who would fuck her better? You and that guy that was dressed as Miley Cyrus?
Were we?
Yeah, I got the Snapchat.
Anyways, I'll kind of let you talk about that in a sec, but we end up getting a little... I use the word bougie just because I know bougie? It's going to... If anyone's listening that was there that night, it's going to piss them off. Bougie. That's how I got to say it now. A little bougie.
French.
Because bougie is like... I guess something that if I say it too many times and I'm saying it incorrectly or I'm using it as an incorrect term makes me a racist.
Really?
Yeah. Because
it's easy to be racist
anyways,
these days.
We end up tripping a little bit. And I was messed up going into work all day. I was just fucking... We drank all night, dude, and I was just messed up. I got to stop doing that kind of shit. And... work all day. Don't sleep all night. Work all day. And Kyle gets into town and we're all like, all right, well, we're going out and partying again. So 24 hours up and we still got to go more. And I end up drinking a shit ton.
Hey, that's
on
my niece.
Saturday. Did you find your niece?
Yeah, you were pretty sloppy that night.
Oh, nice.
It was very fun and hilarious.
No, they were. But yeah, we had a great time down at Kate's and just getting messed up. The Miley Cyrus dude, it took me for... I was like, what the fuck is he? I didn't know what he was because he was just wearing tights, underwear, and a sports bra and had his tiny hair in a couple bowstrings. He looked just fucking weird. Uh-huh. At first, I thought he was Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. I was like, that's a damn good concept. But no, that's just because he looked like him himself personally, no makeup, on a daily basis, looks like the guy from Buffalo Bill. Never seen the dude before. Fucking freaked me out, man. But he was Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then I think we Eiffel Towered Gabby.
Yeah, maybe.
Saw a Snapchat. There was a Snapchat of this.
Yeah, I remember the Snapchat of you guys arguing who could dick her down better.
And, oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I do kind of vaguely remember dicking her down. Or what?
Blacked out.
You had a lot to drink that night.
I had a lot to drink and a lot of Red Bull in me because I just, dude, I was up all the last night before, basically up all the next night.
I think we left the legal at like 1:30 and came home. We didn't stay out too late. It was kind of just a whatever night.
See, we
didn't do anything crazy.
We stayed out till like 3, I think. 2, 3.
Yeah, we were out late.
And then partied the rest of the night. And... we normally record these things on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
So I got to apologize, man. I was just fucked up. There was no way.
I told my wife that you called in sick.
I called in sick. I called in sick to the podcast.
Yeah.
So we had a rush to take this one on. And then we were supposed to write some What the fuck are they called?
I don't know if we have to write it.
Some advice?
No, we just have people like email, like we can send us an email with some problems they're having, and we could give them advice on the pod, and then they could listen to it.
I like this idea.
Yeah.
Josh, do you have any problems you're having?
I said like really advice? Shitty advice, by the way.
Well, don't tell them that, then they're okay. Not going to do it. But if you listen in and you have a problem that you want us to solve, yo, we'll solve it.
Quote, unquote, it won't be shitty.
Quote, unquote, it won't be shitty advice. It'll be solid sound advice.
They'll try.
That you'll love. Want to try with you, Josh?
No, not at all.
You don't have any advice?
I don't have any advice for
anyone. Do you have any problems?
Not that you can solve.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out these hooks while my DJ revolves it. AJ, baby. Baby. That's totally how the song goes.
No.
No?
Yeah, maybe.
AJ, stop. Baby. Collaborate and listen. AJ's back with a brand new edition.
Yeah, just write your own. Don't you?
I think that's it, how it goes.
Something daily and nightly.
I had a buddy that we played that song on his wedding night because that was his jam, and he fucking can get it.
Is it a Dick or Down song?
That's his Dick and Down song. That like he is word for word fucking I think better than Vanilla Ice.
I can't think of a single Vanilla Ice song.
That's the only one he really has.
Okay,
got.
I wanted to say Ice Baby, but I wasn't sure it was Vanilla Ice.
I know it's
I think
not
he
the
was
one
a
one
hit under, wasn't he?
He was shitty.
He had the CD with Ice
shitty,
Baby on it, which means he had more than one song, but that's the only song people know.
Yeah, that's the one hit wonder. Isn't that what a one hit wonder
I don't
is?
Think I've ever heard
like
ABBA? Another song. What about ABBA Teens?
Yeah, I've never
heard. ABBA Teens?
You don't remember ABBA Teens?
What is ABBA Teens?
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard
is
of ABBA
like,
Teens?
No.
Is that like Aqua Teens?
I haven't listened to a whole lot of ABBA, but...
So ABBA Teens were the grandkids of ABBA.
The grandkids?
Yes,
That's kind of cool.
So how old was ABBA then?
I don't know, but they redid all their songs. It was the exact same songs, but sung by kids.
Was it good or was it just lame?
It was kids. It like
seemed
fucking
the same.
To Kids Bop, man.
Yeah. It sounded the same. Maybe it updated, you know, a little bit, but...
I only know Dancing Queen from ABBA, I believe. Is that even ABBA? Dancing Queen?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it is. And I'm a fucking DJ.
She was
man.
Only
Shame
17? Is that a statutory rape song?
It totally was.
There's a lot of states where you can have sex with 17-year-olds.
There's a lot of
Nevada.
Rapey.
I think Wyoming's one of them.
I think it isn't it? Parent consent?
I'm pretty sure in
it's
Wyoming.
16 here.
16, 16. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Age of consent is
within
16.
4 years.
You could
within 4 years.
So
age
you
of consent
to, you could be
is 16.
20, I believe.
Fuck, no way.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
BJ.
What are we looking up here?
I was gonna look up ABBA Teens here. Just because I can.
ABBA?
No, because you've heard of ABBA.
We're gonna listen to their kids play their parents' music worsely.
Worsely.
You know, there's the have you ever seen the movie School of Rock?
No.
With Jack Black.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty damn good movie. Jack Black.
Does yes, I right. have. Here, Dancing Queen right there.
That's 18. That's 18. Teens. 18s?
I think it's ABBA Teens is what they're trying to say, but they did an A star Teens for some reason.
That sounds like a creepy porn. Let's not click on that. A star 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 teen.
Ooh. I'd be A like XXX teen. Shut up, commercial.
What song is
this? Oh, this is old school, man. This is Dancing Queen. What's that guy's name?
It's the guy that plays in the Breakfast Club. That's the only thing he's famous for, I think. This is... So did all the characters just kind of bang and have kids, and then
I don't
their
know.
Kids had grandkids? How did the ABBA Teens come about?
I don't know. I believe they're either grandkids or the kids. I don't remember. Oh, did you see that?
I didn't.
That Discman? That's
Full.
A fucking Discman, man.
A star plus teens, man.
Oh, they turned it up. Ooh. I'm guessing it's the ones in red. Nobody else changed their clothes except for the ones in the red.
I don't know, man.
Disco. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, you got to listen to the voice, man. You just
tore
it from me.
All right.
How could you show me? That's literally like showing me the original song before like an actual singer
showing
drops.
Showing you side boob, but
you
no...
gave me fucking side boobs, Ben. And now we got to watch it all over again.
Well, I think that I could probably.
Nope. I don't hit the exact point, man. Oh, I can't believe it. My dick is soft, dude.
That doesn't happen very often.
I know. I thought I had one of those erections that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Here we go.
And you got to call the doctor.
I don't call the doctor, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a naturally occurring erection that lasts for 5 hours, there's nothing wrong with that.
Fuck no.
That's a good thing.
That's a woman thanking you that night.
I wonder if they ever did anything besides this.
Oh, my God. Okay, the original is definitely better.
I wonder if anybody else remembers Avatine.
I don't hear anyone besides one nasally girl.
Yeah, I hear that girl the most, for sure.
That's all I hear.
Oh, they were trying to do like a boy band type thing.
It's still the same girl. The rest of them probably can't
sing.
Did they
just do ABBA songs, though?
I think so, yeah. Let's
What's the start?
Wikipedia, 18s.
Wikipedia, 18. Dude, you're going to get some weird-ass porn.
1999. I believe when they started.
I was fucking
watching
Darkwing Duck back then.
Abateens were a Swedish pop group from Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, I'm Sweden, sorry.
An ABBA tribute band? Is that what that says?
Yeah. Yeah. Later named Ateens.
Huh. Oh, so they were...
Sold 6 million albums worldwide? Holy shit, man.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
You can't just broad
6 million's not... platinum or nothing, is it? But that's a lot for a shitty tribute band.
The A-Team were a Swedish pop music group from Stockholm, Sweden, formed by Niklas Berg in 1998 as an ABBA tribute band called ABBA Teens, and later renamed A-Teams. They were composed of, who is that, Mary? That, I like this name, Serna Holt? Sernote?
Seamanbolt?
Seamanbolt. Mid-tit Sebastians.
A mid-tit
Sebastians. Paul Tahani. Lennonbald. And Sarah Dumont.
Lumholtit.
The band debut album became a success around the world in 2001. And then reported that it had... The band had sold 6 million albums worldwide. Well, their first album was Teen Spirit,
I guess.
So let's
You smell like Teen Spirit.
I hope I don't. That's going to get me arrested.
Oh, it was in the film The Breakfast Club. There you go. Same guy.
The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, it said Dancing Queen. Oh, from the film. Okay, it's that John Hughes. John Huge. Disney and
so in 1998, they were just all ABBA generation, huh?
Do you know the Upside Down song?
Boy, you turn me inside.
It became their signature song, apparently, A-Teens.
No, they were competing.
Oh.
Likes.
Huh.
The A-Teen.
There you go.
18 music for you. Don't check them out.
Pop tell
Not
you
even I mean, worth it.
I'm pretty sure the guys bang the girls. Because I would.
Mm.
Those are some gorgeous Swedish girls.
Should we look at the hot boy? What?
Going to jail. They have to be old now, right? They were teenagers.
It was 1989.
I'm clean, dude.
They're older than you, dude.
I'm clean. They're, yeah.
Let's see what they look like now.
They got a few years on you.
Where are they now? The A plus teen. They all died in a car wreck and we all felt terrible.
Oh, man.
Absolutely nowhere. They never even got
Where'd
pictures
you go?
Taken.
They went nowhere. That guy looks like, what the fuck's his name? B-rate actor.
B-rate actor?
I'm terrible with names. Fuck it. Is that them still?
I think so.
I told you they banged. They had to.
I wonder what their lives are like now.
That's them right
They're
now.
Probably doing better than us.
And they still look
they
good.
Sold 6 million albums.
I think they're like 38 now, right?
Well, the record company probably made most of that money.
Yeah. Fucking record companies, man. They look good.
ABBA had
I don't
to
feel
have
bad.
Gotten fucking
they
look,
I think they look hotter now.
Probably because they're legal now.
They're legal and that guy looks a little bit more built. He doesn't have that skinny pubescent boy look. Which I don't understand why Popes and other like Cardinals like to fuck little boys because they look weird.
I don't know. They look like little girls with penises. So
if you think,
yeah, I agree with you. It's weird.
If you think back on some of the stuff you did when you were a teenager, like with women, is that kind of like statutory rape in your mind?
You are totally statutory in your mind.
Even though it's like it was you in the situation, you're still picturing young people. Doing things.
I'm pretty sure you can, like, if you, like, remember Snapchatting your dick when you first got your phone? And you were probably, like, what, 16? 15?
I don't know when
You started young, I know it, dude. You were, like, yeah, I mean, I know you've been Snapchatting since Snapchat was even thought of, man.
Actually, I was late to the Snapchat game.
I'm talking about Snapchat is sending dick pics constantly.
I don't remember the first time I sent a dick pic, but I was a virgin until 17, I believe. So it was later on.
You never sent a dick pic beforehand?
I don't think so. I was a good little church
boy. Did you ever get tit pits pics from?
That happened after too. I was about 18, 19, I think. Yeah, I was late.
Well,
to the
I'm not
game.
Talking about how old you were. I'm talking about how old they were. Not gonna comment.
Statutory
no comment.
Rape.
No comment. I'm okay with that. No, but I'm pretty sure if you probably, like, you know, snapped those pictures and lo and behold had, like, a fucking cell phone that you left for a long time and ended
yeah,
up like, giving away.
Yeah, imagine some
guy, things. Like, picking that up or and you getting fucking in trouble for that or some shit?
Yeah, because...
Or even...
Technically, I would have had, like, 16-year-old tits on one of my old phones.
I think even as a minor, it is illegal to possess that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you don't get in the same kind of trouble, but it's still...
Oh, no.
They still take it
I'm
away.
I'm just saying, if I saw those pictures now, that'd be kind of creepy.
I think it would be stupid creepy. Yeah. I would, one, number go, why in the fuck did I do this as a kid?
Because then
my dick's so much bigger now. skeet, skeet. No.
It'd be super creepy. I'd jack off.
You would jack off to your own dick pic. Yeah. I know you would.
And then I'd probably delete them like, oh, that was weird. That was but weird. At least I got off, you know what I mean?
Just like shake it off a little bit. No, you can get in trouble for that. I know, not personally, but I've seen articles of kids being suspended and punished punitively through the courts.
Isn't that usually when it ends up getting distributed, though?
I know that in the high school here in town, they had distributed...
Like,
some,
I think if you were to get caught with,
they
like, pictures
big.
Of your girlfriend on your phone that
did you guys hear
no
about
one
the
else
Pokemon
saw,
thing?
You'd get let off pretty easily. It would really. Still be, they'd still, you know, it'd still be something they got rid of.
Did you guys hear about that Pokemon thing a few years ago?
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to, the Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
They were trading.
You remember hearing that? They were trading.
Yeah.
They were
I heard all
guys,
about that.
Or
Snatch Snaps?
Guys were trading the dick or the tit pics, and the girls were trading the dick pics, I think. Or was it?
I don't.
Was it just
I think
dudes?
It was just the dudes. Yeah.
I guarantee those girls got away with the dick pics.
Oh yeah. I'm sure there might have been a little
dick,
splinter
like,
group. Oh, and
which
it
one laughed harder?
Brutal like that. Wouldn't have been the same.
My wife used
game.
To call me Chapstick Dick.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, we were broke up at the time.
Ouch.
I think that's just how women are.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty rude.
Well, I used to say I had a 3-inch dick.
Well.
But that was just...
Now you're exaggerating. It's not
that's
that
just,
big.
No, that was my line. That's how I got laid. Because people, if you they think you really do have a 3-inch dick, they want to see it. That was always my move. Oh. It worked.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Right. Every time you and your wife are together, I'm going to start calling you Chapstick Dick.
All right.
Just to really grind it in.
Say whatever you want, man. I'm comfortable.
I know you are.
I'm sitting pretty.
It's my favorite thing is make you uncomfortable. I tried to send you a black dick pic.
I did not
on Snapchat,
look at it.
And it did not work, dude. No. I could not get it downloaded.
That,
you had to click on a fucking website. I was like, this is stupid.
I'm pretty sure that you got off to my dancing, though.
I think so. I always get off on yours.
You called me white.
You are white.
That's rude.
Well,
that's racist, bro.
Hey, you don't have to point it out.
No, so I'm using the word bougie, right?
Bougie.
Bougie. And I'm drunk, so I'm used to saying it bougie.
I think that's, you've already said it enough times that you're in trouble now.
Yeah.
I'm bougie, straight bougie, in the racist bougie, zone
bougie,
anyways.
Bougie, bougie, bougie.
But I'm no, right so I'm out there talking to some friends. I'm like, yeah, I just got real fucked up last night. I'm real fucking tired tonight. And I was like, I got real bougie last night and I got real bougie tonight. Thinking, you know, drinking a lot, right? Bougie, bougie.
Boozy?
And no.
Oh.
Bougie. I like saying it. I think it's fun to say. Bougie. And these two girls go, that's like extremely racist. You can't be saying that. I was like,
what does that even mean?
And then I was like, what are you talking about? My own term of bougie means I'm fucked up. I'm all messed up on what? One thing or another, you know?
How would you spell that?
And she's like, well, the Urban Dictionary.
J to me.
Basically, the Urban Dictionary of it is you spend a lot of money on like flashy things and you show them off a lot. You're being bougie by showing them off. Or condescending in a sense to be bougie.
Apparently, it's some rapper's name.
Bad and Bougie is the name of the song.
Urban Dictionary of Bougie.
Let's
get some tacos. Uzi. What is that? I just said, my bitch is a bad bougie. Cooking up dope with an Uzi. Bad and Bougie. Okay, bad that's just bougie. The lyrics to a song. Oh, high class, flossin', ballin'. One who possesses swag, elite, and rich. How's that racist?
I don't know. Because I was saying it and saying, you know, get messed up on drugs and stuff. Which I think, you know, high class people do. I wish I was, if I was high class, I'd be rolling that fucking coke all the goddamn time.
Yeah, if I had
right?
more money, I would definitely buy more drugs.
Exactly. More money equals more coke.
Do you want, should we read the examples?
Yeah, let's hit these examples for me.
Example one. Dick, want to go into the city? Jane. Yeah, I've got to get out of this bougie town.
This rich and famous town?
I guess.
Or bougie as in shitty, right?
That's what it seems like in this scenario. It becomes so gentrified. Gentrified? Gentrified?
Gentrified.
Gentrified? Ever since the new homeowners association plowed on in. Let's go. Let's get some tacos from that dude on the corner of the market and 6th.
No, that's using it the same way. Sounds like she just wants to go somewhere relaxed and not uptight and bougie.
So bougie's uptight.
Is there another one?
Yes, there is. Example two. Kate Spade. Let's go into my dad's Ford Explorer to the Whole Foods in, I don't know what that is, Trader Joe's.
And Androsia's Trader Joe. It's a rich part of California.
Place your pretentious grocer here on the way home from the symphony. Yeah, right, Kate Spade? I'd rather ride my bike to the corner store, farmer's market, etc., instead of supporting the overhead of bougie place.
Of that bougie place.
Bougie.
So me using
it doesn't seem racist to me.
But it's not like, you know, it's a Asians only word or like a frickin' white only word or
maybe
something,
it's
you know?
Maybe it's not racist, but prejudice against poor people to be bragging about your bougie lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, I got called racist by a couple drunks.
Well, they're
probably just mad that you were drunker than they were.
And prejudice, I guess. I'll say I was called prejudice as well, which is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I'm like the least prejudiced or racist.
Were they one
kind
of
dude.
One of a kind? Like a snowflake?
I'm pretty sure they were wonderful kind of snowflakes. Snowflakes crack me up.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what kind of political spectrum you're on. If you're a punk-ass bitch, you're a snowflake.
Yeah.
And I'm calling you out.
Bitch.
Ben.
Okay.
Chilly, frosty-looking snowflake. Flake of frost.
I'm okay with being one of a kind.
You are one of a kind. One of a kind, butt-chugging champion of the world.
Okay. Get you drunk faster.
It does.
So we can do other things.
Like live bougie-ass lifestyles.
Fuck yeah.
Butt-chugging.
Just throwing money at bitches.
I can't stand the grime of this world, man. Let's go hit the tequila in our butt cheeks.
I'm throwing change at bitches all day.
Making a hell on the bitches. That's what I'm bringing the next time we go to a strip club.
Just throw handfuls of quarters at them.
Quarters, man. I'm tight on this budget.
I got bills to pay.
Yeah, it's gonna be like three fucking rolls of pennies.
It's all about them Lincolns.
That's $1.50, dude. 50. Yeah, fucking A. You're welcome.
It's a lot.
I work hard for my money, bitch. You don't need these pennies more than I do. How'd you get all these pennies, AJ? Sitting out on the street, being bougie as shit.
People just give me fucking pennies.
People just give me pennies, man. So I stack them up and throw them at... Ooh, I almost said the word slut. Inappropriately, because that's not how I wanted it.
Well, if they pick them up, they're kind of slutty.
I wanted to say stripper. Throw them at strippers.
They're paying their way through college, man.
With my pennies.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Pennies are still money.
Imagine if they actually put them in their underwear.
They don't feel like it, but they are legally money.
By the end of the night, they're like
just
falling off
fucking
like a diaper, a full diaper.
Wad of pennies.
That's what they wear
now. Fucking panties.
Granny panties full of pennies.
Granny panties full of pennies. Pennies. Mm.
Did I just turn you on?
You did. It's been a while since I've been to a strip club.
Like a chunky butt?
Maybe that's what I'll do for my birthday.
Go to a strip club?
Force you guys all to take me to a strip club.
Isn't there
and pay for it.
There's an all-nude one in Rock Springs, I believe.
Yeah, I think there's like a couple in Rock Springs, Green River.
Yeah.
But I want to go to like Denver, man.
Yeah, Rock Springs girls. No, thank you.
They're all out back smoking and taking shots.
Yeah.
White
trash is fun. Take me to Wendover and hit a strip club. There, I planned my fucking birthday for you guys. Now execute.
All right.
Execute.
Actually, we've been wanting to take a trip to either Vegas or Wendover just for fun.
Dude, Vegas is... And I enjoy Vegas, don't get me wrong, but it's overrated. It really is.
I'm going to stay in my good behavior here and not say anything.
There's not a lot of stuff to do in
I got a lot
we're
of
not
Vegas
bringing
without
it back.
Money.
We're not
I got a lot of too soon jokes going on in my head.
Anyways, what were you saying, Josh?
That if you aren't rich or have money to be wasted, then there's not a lot to do there.
Lazy bougie?
It's lazy bougie. Those lazy bougie sons of bitches. No, I don't think... I mean, you can have a budget and have a great time in Vegas.
Balling on a budget.
Balling. You can ball on a budget up there. And if you play your cards right, you know, fuck it, you might come back with a little bit more. But in Vegas, it's fucking hard and almost slim to none. And if you're going for like a gambling kind of purpose, I think like Wendover or even Wind River up in Wyoming, that's fun.
Did you see that movie about Wind River?
I haven't yet.
It's got protested and shit.
Did it get protested?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't want it to come out.
Fucking snowflakes, man.
No, that people in Wind River didn't want it to come out. The reservation didn't.
That's because they fucking killed people, dude.
Yes, it's true. Did you know there was like 70 cases of missing girls there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Well, it's dark. It's actually kind of weird heading up there. I actually enjoy it. I think it's fun. But like, you can definitely tell the different atmosphere. Have you ever been up to Riverton, Josh?
I have not.
It's completely different atmosphere.
I had to spend a week up there for training for a job.
Up in Riverton?
Yeah. For errands.
Did you hit the casino at all, or?
No.
No?
I did not, no.
Why not?
The
such a sheltered life.
I think the last casino I went to was in Newtown, North Dakota. I believe that's what it's called, Newtown.
Newtown, North Dakota.
Yeah, right outside of Alexander there.
Is it North Dakota or South Dakota that has gambling, or do both?
North Dakota is where I was at. That's where all the Indian reservations are.
I think, then it was probably in the Indian reservations in North Dakota.
Yeah.
South Dakota is all gambling.
I was up there working in the oil field, staying in a man camp for 3 weeks.
Did you guys hear about the woman who won the Wyoming lotto?
Yeah, 980-something thousand.
Yeah.
And she did not look happy. Did
you
see the picture?
The picture, dude, she looks fucking pissed. You see that picture? It's in the newspaper.
Like, how can you be that mad about winning $1 million?
Right. She's not smiling. She looks fucking... That's kind of what I was going with. I was like, holy fuck, dude.
Shit, if you don't want it.
You just won almost $1 million.
Throwing
and
a thick because it wasn't more? Probably.
Well,
that's bullshit.
No, so I was listening on one of our partnering radio stations. They were doing a news broadcast on her. And so they when they were interviewing her, she goes on and she's like, yeah, I was not afraid to say that I won the lottery because, you know, I'm proud to live in Wyoming and I'm proud to, you know, support the lottery. I really enjoy the lottery. And I
thought you're not
supposed
to be proud anymore, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she goes on and she's like, and I'm really tired of these. And she didn't say the word fuck, but I know it was like her thought process was like these fucking. But she's like, and I'm tired of these Coloradoans coming up and stealing our lotto money. Or taking our lotto money.
Well, aren't
like,
they putting a lot of money into it?
Yeah, like, they put a shit ton of money into it.
Isn't that how you got up so
kinda
high?
It's kind of how a lotto goes. Yeah. Them and Utah's coming up.
Yeah, well, that's all we are known for is fireworks and booze. And now
beer, porn, fireworks.
And now the lotto.
Beer, liquor, porn.
All the things you can't get in Utah. Yeah. Good beer.
But they're gonna,
you can
they're
get
gonna,
beer in Utah.
I guarantee Utah's going to legalize marijuana beforehand, before us.
I think so, too. Which is weird because I know that it was a mandatory thing to change state, like a federal law, but I think we were like the third state to legalize gay marriage before anybody else. Which is just weird that we wouldn't legalize pot, you know what I mean? Like, just the pride of Wyoming, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with gay marriage. I'm saying Wyoming
would rather have gays marry than legalize a plant.
Yeah, that's my thought process. Because, you know, Wyoming, you don't think that they would allow, they'd be one of the last, you know what I mean? Just that kind of people.
Yeah, they kind of shunned, Brokeback Mountain,
mm-hmm.
which created this idea that we all hate gays.
Yeah.
And then we had the Matthew Shepard, which I'm not going to talk about because I'm really on the fence about it. Let that one sink in. See,
yeah,
I can
yeah,
do
yeah.
horrible
yeah,
jokes
yeah, yeah.
too, Ben.
Yeah, I got it. That's what I was thinking. Like, I was like him? But I didn't say it.
It's that long ago. It's like 2000, what, 2003, 2001?
Wasn't that a guy from here, though?
No.
I thought Evanston. Something happened here with a mascot. He used to be the mascot, Red Devil's mascot, and I heard something happen with him with a bunch of cowboys. They took him out in the, somewhere and did something to him.
Well, no. It was a black mark on Wyoming society. We don't like, you know, homosexuality.
Yeah.
And I think because of all those going on.
I wouldn't
instant,
say we, but the state in general.
You live here, so you're part of it, man.
I guess.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not, Trump's your president, so.
Yeah. Well, he's everyone's.
And that's the thing. So we have to say our president. We have to say, you know, whether you like it or not, you know.
I guess. It's our state.
We have to say it's our state, so.
But I don't have a problem.
But Wyoming didn't like gays, so I think that's why they try to rush to destroy that stigma.
Yeah, because we were like the third state out of all of them.
Legalized before,
yeah.
you know. We were that way we didn't get that kind of
we did. I think Utah was one of the last. Texas was one of the last. To implement it, the new law.
Texas, Alabama, Mississippi.
Is that a song?
Probably. I've been everywhere, man, where they hate the queers, man. Travel down to the South, man, I've hate every queer. I've been to Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, hang them all, please. I just destroyed Johnny Cash and...
Your
oh, man.
Career?
I'm going to hell, man.
I think it's almost okay to say pretty much anything you want as long as people understand that this is a joking podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. We are joking.
I hope people understand that and they're not listening to this like these racist, homophobic assholes. Like, this is for fun. This is comedic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fucking learn to laugh. And if you can't laugh, don't listen.
Don't take offense to anything we say because we're just trying to be funny. That's it. That's our whole purpose.
We put explicit on the...
Yeah,
on the podcast, we name them in ways that aren't intriguing. We put Halloween edition Alaskan Pipeline.
That's true.
Just to let them know that
this is about Alaskan pipelines,
in a sense. But I mean, if you're naive enough to see the explicit, to look past the names, and then get upset instead of laugh and enjoy it, what's your life about? Like, honestly,
snowflakeys.
And it's not even just the idea of snowflakes. And that kind of brings it back.
There's probably
a
lot here because it snows a lot.
If you're too fucking fragile, you're too fragile that people have to call you a snowflake. And well, I'm not saying just, you know, these libertards or
libertards?
These fucking stupid-ass conservative rednecks.
That should be the name of your
next
comedy.
And I don't even use redneck as a term.
That should be the name of your next comedy album. Libertards.
Libertards. I am me, we are you, and you are libertard.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
But anyways, and like, and the ultra-right conservatives, if something pisses one off, they're like, we're going to boycott her. We're going to march in the street, or we're going to bitch and moan about it because it's not our way. You know, and call, cry out fake news and shit. Quit being so fucking fragile.
Yeah.
You know, you want, people get upset about politically correctness, and it's like, yeah, I get it. If you're going to use the N-word or whatever in a derogatory sense, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know? But learn to laugh. Because once you learn to laugh and get over shit, your life is so much easier. Rant, bitch.
Yeah, rant. And then it got quiet.
I'm
and
okay with that.
I don't know why I have to break the silence with laughing, but I just laugh every time there's an awkward silence.
You do. You're fucking weak at it, man.
It has to sit in. Sink in.
I think that should have been like another 5 seconds quiet. And that's how we ended it tonight.
I got to.
That would have been sick. That would have been way cool. That would have been power hitting. Are people that listen in constantly, like
my whole thing,
like Dylan and Joe, and
my whole thing about life is if it doesn't affect me directly, like personally, I don't give a fuck what you do. I just don't care.
I mean,
I wish everybody thought the same way I did.
I can argue that with you,
don't
though.
Don't care.
And this might be, I'm just saying, hurtful,
like, I don't care what people do with their lives.
I'm not trying to hurt you or anything, but the Dallas Cowboys lose, it affects you.
A little bit.
It's really not about you or anything. It doesn't.
I'm so vain.
You're so vain.
That so I think vain. That game is about me.
These are facts. You're so vain. You probably think this game is about you.
I do.
The Dallas Cowboys would like to thank Ben.
Well, I see Dak Prescott. He looks directly in the camera and sheds one tear. I know it's for me. I know it's for me every time.
Not his ailing parents or his like passed away family members, his fucking high school homeboy that was slaughtered down or something, you know?
No. Well, that's a little.
No. It's for this one fucking podcaster who lives in Evanston, Wyoming.
I know that was a part of your little rant.
Who steals his NFL. Not really. Steals it, but.
Anyways, I just don't give a fuck most of the time.
Yeah.
90% of. All right, football affects me a little bit, but like 90% of people's lives, like, I just. Whatever, do your thing, man.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I can totally agree with that.
I just don't give a shit. Just do your thing.
Just do your thing. As long as your life, quit being
don't pull
fragile
me into your
fuck.
Shit, though. Right? Just don't pull me into your fucking shit.
Well, I hope they're not pulling you into any kind of shit.
Well,
that's gross. I don't want you being pulled into horse shit. I don't want you being pulled into baby shit.
There's been some weird nights.
Man. I know.
With a lot of drinking.
And I'm hopeful that will never happen again.
One time I got a board that was on fire broken over my back.
Well, we got Alaskan Pipeline just the other day.
And one time,
you froze your shit like I told you to.
Me and a buddy were partying in this person's house, and they had a lot of random shit. And somehow we found a whip, like a real whip, like an Indiana Jones motherfucker.
Like a bullwhip?
Yeah, and we went outside, and I just took my shirt off, and he was just smacking me with a whip. Good times.
You liked it?
It wasn't, I mean, it was whatever, I was drunk.
Did he actually get it?
He was saying a little, some racist things.
Well, no, I was like saying, did he actually like whip you? Like,
oh yeah, he hit me, yeah.
Draw blood and shit.
Because
that shit can fucking do some work.
Yeah. I don't know why I do these things, but.
How about you, Josh? Are you a whip kind of guy?
It's been a long time since I got that job.
I've never tried any whipping. I like nails.
I went to the.
You like nails, like a petty nail, like getting hammered into your back?
No,
or
that.
Like laying on the bed of nails?
That doesn't sound fun.
I went to the porn store with a guy once, and he found some whips, and he was just chasing me around the store with them. And, like, this guy came in, and he takes one look at what's going on and walks right back out the door.
That's how it should go.
And then they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. So you're a scratch kind of guy. You want him to claw you.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's a fair estimate.
So you like cats, then?
Cats' claws are a little too sharp,
oh.
And I'm not sexually attracted to cats.
You heard it here. Josh is not sexually attracted to cats.
He does
if
not
I
like
was,
pussy.
I might enjoy their claws.
Now Ben, on the other hand,
oh, I love pussy.
He has cat scratch fever like crazy. And I'm actually talking about the real pussy.
Yeah, I don't have any cats.
Like the one with tails. I know, because your wife understood it and realized you were fucking them to death. You weirdo.
To death. I've got like 500 cats in my backyard.
And then you would sell them to the Chinese place.
Oh, that's true.
And we would all be eating semen-filled cat. Thanks to Ben.
That'd probably be pretty tasty.
Oh man. I'm going to say no.
Some spices.
Some extra curry. Some bamboo shoots.
Yeah, man. I think it'd be pretty good.
Dude, Chinese sounds really good, actually.
Some noodles.
Yeah. Not semen-filled cat.
Not semen-filled cat, but just normal chicken.
It's a delicacy.
Spicy chicken. Rice. I like rice.
I love rice.
For about 30 minutes until I'm hungry again.
That's racist.
I want to thank you all for listening to the Small Town Mentality podcast, where we drop this every Thursday. So listen in all the time. Check me out on Facebook at Comedian AJ Lamb, on Twitter at Comedian AJ Lamb. Instagram is DirtyPirate1318, and Snapchat's DirtyPirate1318.
Let's see if I can remember these. You can hit us up on Facebook at Small Town Mentality Pod. You can email us at stmpodcast@outlook.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at stmpod and on Instagram at stmpod.
He didn't fucking look once.
Did not.
There's nothing even on the screen.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. High five that one in your soggy semen cat-filled hand.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to thank Joss for being on the show today.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone out there listening in to our podcast. Have a great day.
Blow me.